The Big Sports Breakfast, our special editions continue from Hong Kong. When you talk about Hong Kong racing, you talk about the 13-time champion jockey of Hong Kong in Douglas White. Glad to say, fresh off a Group 1 too. Well done, Douglas.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's something that's been on my radar for a while to get a Group 1 down under, and I've finally achieved that, so it's another box ticked with a lot of satisfaction.
Have jockey with saddle will travel, I guess. It's a different sort of world these days, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. It's unfortunately, in the past, I haven't been as flexible in order to get down to Australia with visas and having a South African passport, so I've needed quite a bit of notice. But you know, now I can sort of get there to drop of a hat, so it's helped a lot and it's made things a little bit more comfortable.
This is one of the great racing environments in the world, but Sydney in autumn and Melbourne in spring, yeah, you'd like to be involved heavily in them, I imagine.
Oh, for sure. I think the carnival, the Melbourne Carnival, and the whole carnival really is just it's fantastic, and to see the enthusiasm in racing, it's just to watch it on TV is phenomenal. I can just imagine being part of it.
13-time champion jockey here, still at the very, very top of your game. Tough though, isn't it? It's very competitive.
Yeah, it doesn't get easier, that's for sure. But nothing's easy in Hong Kong, nothing's easy in racing. You've got to produce the goods, and yep, that's what I've managed to be able to do. And you take the good days with the bad, and you hold on to those.
Douglas, does it recharge your batteries, the extra challenges? It's always nice to be champion, but the extra challenges, does it recharge the batteries?
Oh, for sure. I think it's what keeps me going. It's what keeps me mentally stimulated. I think you'd stagnate otherwise, and everyone says, how did you manage to do 13? Well, it's the pressure of this place and the intensity. There's just not a minute that goes by that, you know, you can sort of take it easy. Racing here is very demanding, and yeah, that's what's kept me going.
Yep. How do you see your four Group 1 races come the weekend? Can you give us a little bit of a pricey of your four Group 1 races?
Yeah, sure. I've only got the three. I missed the cup, but in the sprint I got Penophobia. He won the lead-up race and had a bit of a tough run out wide, and he still managed to kick home, and he was strong at the end. And if he can hold the same sort of form, come to the races with that sort of form, he'll be very competitive. In the mile, I've got Gold Fun. Well, we all know Gold Fun. He's as honest as the day is long. And, yeah, we've got a bit of a champion that we've bumped into in Able Friend. But Gold Fun will never let you down. If there's a chink in the other horse's armor, he'll be there to defend himself. And then Willie Cazell's in the Vase. He stays all day. So a bit of juice in the ground wouldn't do him any harm. But, his two lead-up races have been fantastic, and he's probably in better form going into this than he ever has been. So he's got a shot. Look, it's a tough Vase this year, but as far as the locals go, he's got a shot.
Douglas, I know you're very, very busy at Trackwork here. Thank you very much for your time, and ride well on Sunday.
Thanks, buddy. Cheers.
Well done. Thank you, Douglas White, there joining us, the legendary Douglas White, the Durban Demon, on the Big Sports Breakfast.